Sport on RT Radio 1 with Kia. Discover our 231 offers at your local Kia dealer. For more, see kia.com.
24 minutes to 9 and a big night ahead, Darren Fry.
Yeah, only one place to start, the World Cup semi-final in Qatar. The first of them tonight, it's Argentina and Croatia, live at 7 o'clock on RT2 and the RT player. The build-up begins at 6. Well, let's go live to Doha to preview the match. The commentator for us tonight will be Dara Maloney, and he joins me now. Dara, how excited are you with the prospect? Modric, Messi, Argentina, Croatia.
Yeah, listen, Darren, I can't wait. Around here, I have to say, over the last kind of week, 10 days, it's been more messy. Reportedly, there are 50,000 Argentina fans who are in the country, and most of the neutrals have picked up support for Messi as well. So the match tonight for Argentina is going to feel like a home game. I think 90 to 95% of the stadium will be there for Messi. Every second jersey you see here is Argentina number 10, and the Argentine fans are talking about the spirit of Diego, and they love the more aggressive Lionel Messi that they're seeing in the games now. But look, as you say, we can't forget about Luka Modric, one of the greatest midfield players we've ever seen. He's still only 37 years of age. He's won 5 Champions Leagues, and there's a great bit of symmetry between the two of them. Modric made his Croatia debut in the same match. Excuse me, Messi scored his first goal for Argentina in 2006. That was in Basel in the snow, appropriately enough. Modric has led them so well in this tournament. He just keeps going. He did look tired in the Japanese game, but he was brilliant the last day. And the Croatian mindset, they stay so calm. They just grind their opponents down. Like, they could have been knocked out in the group stage by Belgium had Lukaku brought his shooting boots with him, but they're still here. They've Guardiola, that outstanding centre-back. He's only 20. Juranovic of Celtic has been brilliant. So, look, there's so many great players tonight, but it does come down to Messi and Modric.
Can I ask you about Croatia and what they have achieved as a small country, similar size to our own? Remarkable, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. I think this is their 6th World Cup. 3 times now they've been to the last 4. It has just been, it's the most amazing story. But they have, I suppose, Dinamo Zagreb, that academy there, they just continue to produce great players. I know the comparisons in population size with ourselves and Croatia have been made. It is a very, I suppose, Daniel McDonald in The Indo was writing about it today. It's a very complicated sort of conversation to have, but you know, they punch above their weight. But you look at the team and you look at those great teams. You go back to Davor Suker in 98 in France, and, you know, finishing 3rd in that tournament. And like, it's a very young country. I think independent, only 31 years. And look at what they've achieved. And the achievement may not be over tonight. Like, it's, you know, I know the sentimental choice is Messi, but maybe the sentiment with Modric too. And we'll see. Like, they have a great chance this evening, I think.
How do you call it?
Oh, well, look, I tell you, you know, I love the odd stats. So 8 of Croatia's last 9 knockout games at major tournaments have gone to extra time. So they both did penalties the last day. I think this could go down to the wire again. I think it's going to be very, very tight. And maybe I'll go with the extra sentimental choice and say Messi and Argentina after penalties.
Yeah, brilliant. Can I finish by asking you, obviously so much controversy in the build-up to this.
Yeah.
What's it been like for you guys working over there, Dara?
Well, look, Darren, I suppose all of this is framed with the deaths of 6,500 migrant workers since the tournament was awarded, 12 years ago. You can't really ever get away from that. Look, changes have been made in this country with working conditions and employment law. But one thing I wonder is, like, will the world's media, and the focus has been on Qatar over the last month, will the world's media come back in a month, in 3 months, in 6 months, or a year to see if the changes that Qatar have made continue? That's the big question for me. I'm here since November the 19th. I really haven't seen a lot outside of football. Tonight is the 14th match I've been at. So look, outside with the nations going home, it's quieter. There's only 3 active venues left. And in a sense, you know, football, the hotel, the metro system, that's what the organisers want you to see. It's a sanitised view of the country. But, you know, I just want to know what things will be like in 3 months' time, in 6 months' time, and will the media around the world, including ourselves, still be looking at what Qatar is doing?
Okay, Dara, thank you very much. Enjoy the game tonight. 7 o'clock, 6 o'clock start on the coverage on RT2 and the RT player.